Good morning. I am very, very privileged to be among the saints of God today. I was meditating in case I had the privilege and honor to speak before you today on the 122nd Psalm, and it's all about the joy in the house of the Lord and the joy and peace that comes from anything that goes on in these walls. And it's not about the facility. Let me clarify that. We're very blessed to have this facility here in Roswell. It's a beautiful facility that's been used not only for church services, but for funerals, weddings, even was a voting spot at one time. And the Lord was in all of that. But the reason why we have this facility and we gather this morning is to give praise and honor and glory to the Lord as only He deserves. And If I only have one heart to give, if I had 1,000, they would all be His. We need to keep that in mind. The first verse here says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And one thing I want to admonish the men at Union that get called to introduce services is maybe pick a psalm during the week. And if you are called on, if Marty has it in his heart to call you to introduce, go through a psalm and teach the congregation as the Lord has put on your heart and the Lord has shown you through your studies. That I think that would be a very profitable and appropriate addition to the service, because psalms are songs and we just sang vocally, but we also internalize more when we can read it and when we can understand it. And the psalms are songs of praise. Now, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I once attended a church that had that on its wall as you were walking into the sanctuary, that very verse. And it's good to keep in mind when you do walk into the house of the Lord, are you glad to be here? Does the joy of the Lord inspire you to wake up early in the morning for a 10:30 worship service? Even if it means, well, the Sunday shopping will get done later, or I'll miss the Sunday kickoff, or anything else out there in the world will just have to wait. Are you glad to be here? Even if you get stuck in traffic on the way here, even if the morning doesn't go the way you wanted it to, or you had a rough night, are you glad enough to take time to be here? And for so many, the answer is no, sadly, but for me lately, it's been yes. This has been a priority to me, and that's not of me and my vain passions as a human being. That's because of the glory of the Lord to give me a heart of flesh for His name, and I know that. There's a lot of places that we could be, and some days that we'd rather be, but we're in the house of the Lord. And our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Picture this. Picture a large city like New York City or Los Angeles or even in our own backyard of Atlanta. Picture that whole city banded together for the name of God and the name of the Lord. We are a little city here, a very little city, but this is Zion, the city of the living God, and it's, again, nothing to do with the facility or the greatness of Union Church. I believe the Lord's blessed us, but it's our God that makes us great. And let us not forget that as we stand together. I think we remembered that last week as we partook of the Lord's Supper and we ate the elements together. We took of the bread together in unison and the wine in unison and washed each other's feet. Those are the things that help us take in the joy of the Lord. It's a very proactive service. And not every service is like that. Some services are passive. You hear preaching. You get educated on the Word of God. And also, you get fed from the Word of God. And you are passive. And the person up here is the one that's active. We need to have that same joy and be as active as we can in services. I need to improve in that area. I have the attention span of a squirrel. Sometimes I cannot retain as much of the preaching as I want to. You know, the old man and the new man. Try and retain as much of the preaching as you can. When you sing, meditate on every word that you're singing. the tune sounds nice. There are some tunes in that book that sound a lot nicer than others, and some I request a lot more than others, I will say that. But meditate on the words, even if they're written by a man and not based out of Psalms. They're based on the poetry in a man's heart that's given to him by God to articulate on the word of God through song. Meditate on those words and stand together with the saints of God and be as proactive in service together as you can. Because this is a proactive experience. This is not just a religious ritual or a tradition. We give our hour to God and then go do what we want Monday through Saturday or Sunday afternoon through Saturday night or Sunday to Sunday. We should have this joy outside of these walls as well. We need to take the peace and joy we have with us and let it define our lives, and whatsoever things be pure and lovely, think on those things. And they that preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But it all starts when we meet together as a church, a living body to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a club we belong to. It's not just a team we play for. It's our testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ in Roswell, Georgia, or wherever the saints may meet this morning. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord, for there are set thrones of judgment. Sometimes we do need to execute judgment. We don't look forward to it, but there's sometimes the church needs to judge matters that may not be the most pleasant, but they're important. The thrones of the house of David, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of Union Church. Do you feel at peace with each other this morning? I feel at peace with all of you. Just want to clarify that. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls. Let there be peace here. Let this be a place where you're looking forward to having a sense of peace and a sense of calm. We talk about the Lord. Revelation talks about him being a river as clear as crystal. And just that imagery of the river of life and the flow of water, it's very tranquil, it's very calm. Maybe that's the imagery you need to think about when you think about the peace of the Lord. There's a lot to be said with similes and metaphors that are in Scripture. They give a deeper meaning than just painting a picture for us. And giving the Lord many names, he has many names, but he's the name above all names. And he is the Prince of Peace. So let the Prince of Peace reign in our midst this morning. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Now, we don't have to be like other congregations that might turn around and say, peace be with you. That might be a good thing to do, but wish each other peace, but not just as a rote part of service, but also within our hearts too. Peace be with you. Peace hopefully be with me. To understand what it means to wish somebody peace is, I need it. And you do too. Because the world out there is going to take your peace. The adversary is not trying to make peace with you. He's not trying to say, let's agree to disagree. He is like a roaring lion seeking to destroy and devour you. So you need that peace to survive. It's your lifeblood. And a lot of us had peace, depending on where you're at, on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, because the will of the Lord was carried out and it was a blessing to some of us. But even if it wasn't what we had hoped, God's will be done. We often have to remind ourselves of that, because we can get Pyrrhic in the spoils of victory and not think about what would have happened if we didn't have that victory. Would we still glorify and worship and honor God as he deserves to be worshiped? Or would we be forlorn and sad and worried? And sometimes there is cause for concern. There is a time for war, as Ecclesiastes 3 would say. There is a time for peace and things. And there's a time where you have to fight and defend what is true and what is right and what needs to be defended. But don't let worry take away that peace. Don't let worry destroy you. Don't let worry kill you. If worry can't kill you, physically and spiritually. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Let us seek the good things of the Lord. And with this, I'm going to lead you in prayer. Our Father in heaven, be with us today, and let us always be glad to come into your house and to serve and honor and glorify thy great name. Let us never forget what that means. Let us never forget why we are here. And Lord, give us as many tongues to sing and as many hearts to give as you would provide. Provide Brother Marty with wisdom beyond his years and lift him up on wings like eagles, that he may lift us up through your word and through your counsel. Lord, we continue to pray we would be enriched and strengthened and at peace here at this humble abode until we get to meet you in glory. And we pray for thy mercy to endure, and we trust that your mercy would endure and your forgiveness for our sins as the Lord Jesus Christ finished the work for us. In your name we pray, and amen.